learns the Shir Shavuot special story, Marani Mimarasi Sheyichil Inishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, and we're going to be learning Inyan Kiddush V'Havdala B'Tfila V'Halakos, a topic we've been involved in recently. And I saw a beautiful shtickle in the Adas Yaakov of the great Gaon, Rav Yaakov Perlov, so well known now in the United States. He was the Mwetzes Gedolei HaTorah. He was the head of the Mwetzes Gedolei HaTorah. And he was the Novominska Rebbe from Borough Park. And he was Nifter a few months ago from Corona. And he definitely deserves to have his lips being moved in the kever. Shusuf Sosav Dovavos Bekever. So we'll say this shtickle Torah in his name. He has beautiful svarim, the Adas Yaakov, which I love. And he's a lot more of Kisvei Yad. So we hope that the Talmidim, the Mishpacha, get together and they make sure that those are published. The Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, writes, Mitzvahs Esei, Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Yisrael Mashabbos V'Dvarim, Shinam R'Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kaddish, Kolom R'Zachar Zachir Shabbos V'Kiddish, V'Tzorach Zachar B'Kinisasu V'Yitziyasu V'Kinisasu V'Kiddish Hayom, V'Yitziyasu V'Havdol. So Mitzvahs Esei Min HaTorah, to be Mekaddish Shabbos with words, as it says, Zachar Yisrael Mashabbos L'Kaddish. And that means to remember Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush, I misread that before, remember it in a praiseworthy way, in a sanctified way, and you have to remember it when it comes in and when it goes out, when it comes in with Kiddush and when it goes out with Havdalah. So you see, Rav Mitzvahs Esei D'Oraisa of Kiddush and Havdalah of remembering Shabbos when it goes in and remembering Shabbos when it goes out. V'Hem B'Magid Mishnah, who brings the Nusach of the Mechilta, Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadshoi, Kadshehu B'Knisaso, Kadshehu B'Yitziyaso. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Sanctify it when it goes in. Sanctify it when it goes out. And in the Mefarish and Nazir and the Gemara, he also brings us a Nuscha. In the Gemara and Psachim, Daf Kuvav, that was his Girsa. And so is the Girsa of the She'iltas that's brought in Sefer Machri and Siman Hayin Aleph, that we see from this that was also the Girsa of the Rambam. And his Shita is that Havdalah is Mi De'oraisa, from the pasuk of Zachar like Kiddush, Kachei ubiknisaso, Kachei ubiyitziaso. So you sanctify it when it goes in, you sanctify it when it goes out. Megaita rein, megaita rois. When it goes in, when it goes out, you sanctify it on both ends. The Prima Gadim and the Mishpitzos, Sof Simon Reish Sarivav, asks on this Yisod of the Rambam, this halacha, that Havdalah's doiraisa, just like Kiddush is Doiraisa. What about the Gemara in Brachas and Aflamit Gimel? It says that Anshe Knesses Hagadola Mitchila Kvaula Havdala Betfila Kshashiru Kvuala Kos V'Chazur Vehenu Kvuala Betfila. Anshe Knesses Hagadola originally were Kovei Havdala and Davening. When they became rich, then they said, oh, you can afford Kos Yayin. So they were koveyed alakos, and then afterwards they were koveyed again betfila when they became poor again. You imagine how poor they were, that people didn't have enough for a cup of wine, for a revius of wine. It's mamish, it's the orimkeit shreit. It's just terrible, terrible poverty. And the Gemara there concludes that if you're mavdil betfila, tzarech sheyavdil alakos. When you make havdal and davening, you also have to make havdal alakos. Now, if we say that Havdalah is included in the Pasuk, Zarcha Shem Shabbos Lakacho, why weren't there Koveit originally Alayayin, like Kiddush? Now, as once we have an Asmachta, Zachreyu Alayayin, like the Gemara says, so Rambam Shtels Su Havdalah to Kiddush. So just like Kiddush, the rabbis said to make Alayayin, so why didn't originally the rabbis say to make Havdalah Alayayin? Why originally were there Koveit by Batfila? Ube'emes, in the Rambam there, in Allah Chavavi writes, Medivrei Sofim L'Kaddish Alayayin, U'lehavdil Alayayin, Av'alfa Pishahivdil B'tfila, Tzarech Shehavdil Alakos. So it's mashma l'chor that it's one din. They were metake in Kiddush and Havdalah as equals. Medivrei Sofim L'Kaddish Alayayin, U'lehavdil Alayayin, it's Elbezach, same thing. So the kasha is, Hametchila lo tiknu ela lehavdil B'tfila. So why originally were they metakein to be mavdil b'tfila, even though they were poor? You don't see, but by Kiddush, they were poor. They said, "Don't make Kiddush on wine." Ma pitom. You only see Kiddush on wine. You don't see not to make Kiddush on wine. So Maishna Avdallah from Kiddush, that Avdallah we say originally wasn't on wine. Kiddush was, when the Rambam says it's the same thing, Avdallah and Kiddush. Both mitzvahs essay daraisis. And once the rabbis are making takanas to do it alayayin, they should have made both equally. So what's the difference? So it would appear, Pashut, says Rav Perlov, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, that Be'emes, there's a distinction between the Din Havdalah and the Din Kiddush as far as wine is concerned. Because look at the Rambam there in Halacha Tes. Hayim Se'ava Lepas, Yoyser Min Ayayin. If he desired bread more than he desires wine, O Shlo Hayelo Yayin, or he didn't have wine, Hareza Noto Yad of Tchila, he's Noto Yadayim, Umevarech Hamotzi, he makes Hamotzi, and he says Kiddush, Umekadesh. And then the Rambam says he cuts up the bread, he eats it, and that's when it comes to Kiddush. Ve'ein mavdilim ala pas ela ala kos. You're not allowed to make havdalah on bread, but rather you're only allowed to make havdalah ala kos. And this is from the Gemara in Pesachim on 106, Amar of Yitzchak. Zimnin sagin have keimna kame derav. Zimnin de chaviva le rifta mekadisha rifta. Zimnin de chaviva le chamra mekadisha chamra. So many times I was in front of Rav when er hat mer lib, when he wanted more, when he had more chavivas for bread, he made kiddush on bread. When he had more chavivas for yayin, he made kiddush on yayin. V'das harambam keperish harashbam sham. Diladina shapir yesh lekadish alapas. The Rambam holds that you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. The Lokashita Serbeinu Tam. Tosis there explains that since it's a mitzvah, Lisod Seudas Shabbos, Shayich Kiddush ala Pas. That since it's a mitzvah, to be so, it's Seudas Shabbos, so it's Shayich to have Kiddush ala Pas. But Havdalah, this is Tosfos talking. The cave in the mitzvah lists at Sudas Shabbos, Shaykh of Kiddush Alapas. Since it's a mitzvah to have Sudas Shabbos, so you can make Kiddush on bread. Aval Havdalah ain't in Yana Eitzel Pas, Eladaf Gala Yayin. The Shaykh b'chol davar hodah b'shira. B'chol davar hodah b'shira. So Havdalah you can't make on bread. What does Havdalah have to do with bread? Havdalah is wine. Because one wine, you're modet Hashem, you sing to Hashem. So you see from this Tosfos that the din of Kiddush ala Yayin is because Yayin is Mesudas Shabbos. Since Yayin is Mesudas Shabbos, so Pas is also Mesudas Shabbos. So Memela, you can make Kiddush on wine, you can make Kiddush on bread. And so is Lehedya and the Rashbam and Dafkuf Aleph, the reason in Kiddush ala Mamakum Suuda, he says, since they were koveya kiddush ala yayin, as it says zechrei ala yayin, mistama ala yayin shebishas su'uda hukba dechashiv. So mistama they establish it on wine that is bishas su'uda, because that has chashivus. So you see that wine is part of the su'uda. So you make kiddush ala yayin because it's part of the su'uda. You see this even more in the Rambam in the 30th parak in the 9th halacha. They have to be koveh all shalosh su'udas on Shabbos ala yayin. And the Magid Mishnah there brings the Gemara in Brachot on page 42. Shabbos yom tov anu koveh su'udaso al hayayin. Su'udas shlishis, it's not mitaras kiddush like the Kesef Mishnah says, but there's still a din yayin because of the su'uda. It's mashma the Rambam that it's mechiyuv oneg. So just the first two seudos where there's a choyves kiddush, so that yayin of kiddush is going to be part of the seuda. It's all one package. And shalosh shudas is no kiddush. Some people hold, the Rambam holds there is kiddush. Akopanim, but the yayin is going to be part of the seuda. And therefore, if you like a rifta, if you like bread more, you could be mekadesh because that's also part of the seuda. So that's all when it comes to Kiddush. But when it comes to Havdalah, that there's no din se'uda on Havdalah, so the Chovas Yayin is a din bifnei atzma. So you see, we have a fundamental distinction here between the wine of Kiddush and the wine of Havdalah. the wine of Kiddush is because it's part of the Seuda. The wine of Havdalah is not because it's a Seuda, but it's a Din B'fnei Atzma. They were metaken the rabbis to be Mavdil Ala Kos, and it's not Shaykh at all to the Din of Kiddush Ala Yayin. Over Zem of War Bemis Lishn de Gemara, the Tzarech She Yavdil Ala Kos. V'lo Amru La Havdil Ala Yayin. Mishum She Be'ikar Adavar Din Kos, Hu Din Amar Be'Avdala. So the Ikar by Havdala is the Kos. That when you have Havdala, it has to be Ala Kos. And in that kos, you happen to put yayin. But the ikar is that it gives chashivas to havdala when you make it ala kos. But linyan kiddush, even though the wine needs a kos, but the ikar is the wine. Why? Because that's part of the seuda. So that's the special takanas chachamim that they were metakein lahavdil ala kos. So in that kos, you're going to put wine because there's shevach and hodah. So it goes with wine. But it doesn't say wine because it's not really part of the meal. By a kiddush, the emphasis is wine because you need a kos also. But the ikar is the wine because the wine is part of the meal. And therefore, if you like bread more, then you make kiddush on bread. So I don't know if that's the best diuk in the world. But the Ken Zayin, it's definitely a diuk. Shiavdi ala kos, it's shiavdi ala yayin. But al kopanim for havdalah, since it's not part of the seuda, if it's, it doesn't say wine, because you're making havdalah on wine, but not al seuda. It's because you need a kos, and in the kos, you put wine. Obviously, an empty kos, what's an empty kos worth? So it gives more chashivas to Havdalah when you have a kos and you have wine in the kos. But it's the yayin isn't part of the seuda. But by kiddush, yayin is part of the seuda. Memela by kiddush, you can make kiddush ala pas. And Havdalah, you can't, because kiddush, the word is the seuda. So pas is part of the seuda. Havdalah, it's not part of the seuda. Memela, there's a special din b'fnei atzmo of kos in which you put wine. And with this, we can understand the Rambam in the 29th parak, Halacha Yud Zayin. If you have a medina sheroiv yena shechar, avo pishu pasul lekiddush mutar lahavdil alav hovu chamar medina. If you have a medina that most of its wine is beer, you can, which is pasul for kiddush, you're allowed to be mavdil on it, since that's the chamar medina. That's the important drink in that medina. And this is from the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Zayin, that a memor is mavdil ala shechar since it's chamar medina. And the Magid Mishnah brings that some gonim say who are then lekiddush. The Rush explains, because Kiddush is equal to Havdalah, he proves that there from the Sugya. However, from the Rambam, it's Muach that the Shechar Ba'at Smuso is Pasul Kiddush, beer is Pasul Kiddush. And the reason is because the whole din of Yayin for Kiddush is Midin Seudas Shabbos. You have to be Koveh Seudasu Ala Yayin, that the Yayin has Chshivus. And therefore, even if Shechar is the Chamar Medina, it's a Chash of a drink in this Medina, it's not considered Yayin. Doesn't have the chashivas of yayin. But Havdalah, remember, Havdalah v'ikar is ala kos. So you can put wine in the kos, or you can even put shechar in the kos. You can also put beer. But there's less chashivas what's in the kos, because it's not part of the seuda. In order to give the seuda chashivas, we need to have wine. So that's kiddush. But Havdalah, that it's not midin seuda. So as long as you have a kos, in the kos you could put wine, you could put chamar medina, you could put shechar. So you see here a distinction between Havdalah and Kiddush, and that's explained based on what we said earlier. That when wine, which is part of the Seuda, you're Koveh Seudasu ala Yayin, it gives Chashivus to the Seuda when it's Nikba ala Yayin, when it, you establish the Seuda based on wine. So therefore for Kiddush, which is Seudadik, you need wine, but Havdalah is not Seudadik, so wine is not necessary. And according to this, for and for the kasha that we asked earlier, the kasha the prima gadim, that how come when it comes to kiddush, so they never made a takana that just betfila, but by havdalah it started out the original takana was just betfila, and not alakos. Why? Because dafka the kiddush, that's the ikar din b'divrei sof from the kaddish al yain, because kiddush is of the yain is shaykh to the suuda. So therefore, there it started with yain. That's the ikar takana. So that you don't mess with. But havdalah, which is din b'fnei atzma, they weren't kovet at all alakos. Only afterwards when they got richer, because havdalah is a separate din. And you're right. Afterwards they got richer. They said be kovet alakos. And that it says zechreyu al hayayin, that's just an asmachta after they were metaken it. Because the kushta de milsa, if you like bread better, you could also make kiddush on bread. So yayin is not mamish liikuva. And that the Rambam writes in the 29th parak in Halacha Vav, the Medivrei Sof, and the Kaddish and Lahavdil al hayayin, he's not talking about the ikar takana. Because the takana of Avdala and Tefila, well, the takana of Avdala was originally to put it in Tefila. The Gemara in Brachas calls it the Ikar Takana. And then the Gemara says, all right, but after they were metaken it b'tfila, they put it back in tfila, they also have to be mabdil ala kos. So the Gemara says, it's like Kiddush, just like Kiddush, even though you're Makadish and Davini, you're Makadish ala kos. So to Avdala, even though you're Makadish and Davini, you're Makadish ala kos. So it's Mefurish that Sof Takanasam was to equate Havdala and Kiddush, that you have to make both of them ala kos. Because stam de milsa, if you like wine better, so din shneim nirashave. So you're makadish and mavdil ala yain. But because so that dover, when you dig deeper, you see they're not really equal. So ultimately they're equal because you're makadish ala yain, you're mavdil ala yain. But because so that dover, you see that yain can be that avdala can be achamer medina according to the Rambam, and not kiddush, and you see that kiddush can be on pas and not wine, and that's because they're two fundamentally different dinim. As we explained, Kiddush, the yayin of Kiddush is b'toras part of the Seuda, and Havdalah is the takana b'fnei atzma Rabbi Mavdil, and the rabbi said, to give the Havdalah chshivas, do it ala kos, but the kos doesn't necessarily have to be yayin, therefore these are two different takanas, but when it comes to self called self, at the end of the day, you're making Kiddush ala yayin, and you're making Havdalah ala yayin as we do. So that is stage one of our journey. And it was very, very geshmak, Baruch Hashem. And Amir Tz Hashem, Hashem should give us life, Rav Perlov says a lot more. Perlov has a lot of amazing Torah. So we should be zocha, Amir Tz Hashem, to continue, b'simcha, b'tuv lev, of Meirov Kol, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.